Michel Tournier, Friday. It was not the first time, certainly, that the completion of a large task had left him empty and exhausted, a ready prey to despair. But he was beginning to feel more and more often that the cultivation of the island was a meaningless enterprise. It was at these moments that a new man seemed to be coming to life within him, wholly alien to the practical administrator. The two men did not yet coexist in him. They came by turns, each excluding the other. And the danger was that the first of the two, the administrator, might vanish for good before the new man was fully grown. Failing an upheaval, there were tears, whose salt flow eventually dissolved the knot of exasperation and depression that threatened to choke him. A gleam of sanity returned. He realised that in the ordering of the island lay his only salvation until such time as another kind of life, impossible to imagine but already struggling into being within him, was ready to take the place of the very civilised behaviour he had clung to since the shipwreck. He must continue his labours while observing in himself the symptoms of his own metamorphosis. He fell asleep. When he opened his eyes and rolled over on his back, he found that the sun was setting. The breeze stirring the grass seemed a sigh of compassion. Three pine trees were brushing their branches together, almost fraternally, as though in a gesture of consolation. Robinson felt his lightened spirit soar upward toward a great argosy of cloud, which was sailing majestically across the sky. A wave of tenderness passed through him. And now it was that he felt the certainty of change, in the weight of the atmosphere, perhaps, or in the very breath of the world. He was in that other island, the one he had glimpsed but never seen again. He felt as never before that he was lying on Speranza, as though on a living being, that the island's body was beneath him. Never before had he felt this with so much intensity, even when he walked barefoot along the shore that was teeming with so much life.